We're going to visit with Angelina Graham, Angelina Wright, who is with Ducks Unlimited. Angelina, welcome. Thanks for coming in today.
Yeah. Hey, Mike. Thanks so much for having me.
Now, first of all, you are still Angelina Graham.
Right.
From Valentine.
Yep.
You're back in Valentine.
Yeah.
And you are what is your degree in? Are you a wildlife biologist or
yes.
what?
Okay. Yep, wildlife biologist.
Okay. And you're back here. You're working with Ducks Unlimited, but correct. Stationed out of Valentine to do things in this area.
Right. Yep. I'm a biologist for Ducks Unlimited. My region is the Sandhills region of Nebraska, okay. And I just work for my home office in Valentine.
All right. So you're not out wading through the swamps looking for
yes.
duck stuff.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, Ducks Unlimited, of course, is an organization that people are probably heard the name of. They've been around for quite a while. Give us a little background on the DU, would you?
Yeah, absolutely. I always love to have a minute to just talk about Ducks Unlimited. There's a lot of folks that, you know, have heard of our banquets and that sort of thing, but sometimes they're not always as familiar with the conservation side of Ducks Unlimited. So I'm just going to take a few minutes here and just kind of talk about Ducks Unlimited in general, what we do and who we are. So Ducks Unlimited is a nonprofit conservation organization that focuses on wetland restoration and enhancement to ensure that there's waterfowl and wetlands for future generations. So I always like to explain it. The DU is made up of three parts, essentially. So we have conservation staff, we have fundraising staff, and then we have our volunteers. And so we have our conservation staff, which is what I do. So I'm a biologist, and we also have engineers. And we're responsible for implementing projects across the state. And then we have fundraising staff who work with, you know, major donors, corporations to obtain funds, that sort of thing. And then, of course, Ducks Unlimited is volunteer-based. And so we have volunteers across the state, all over in communities, just like Valentine, that host banquets and dinners and other events that fundraise for our conservation efforts. So, you know, we talk about ducks a lot. Ducks are an important part of our mission.
I should have got my duck call.
Right. So, you know, we wouldn't be called Ducks Unlimited if we weren't, you know, interested in the ducks. But there's also a lot more to Ducks Unlimited than
right.
just the ducks. And so what's really at the heart of our mission and what we do is water, right? So waterfowl, they need water. All of us need water as well. So there's an important connection between ducks and people, and ensuring that there's water, wetlands, and waterfowl on the landscape is really an important part of what we do.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds to me like you mix things, because I'll bet you're a little volunteer work, a little fundraising work, and you also on the working biologist
yes,
side of
yes,
that. So you're kind of the whole thing here, right?
Yes, and I'm super lucky. I mean, I love my job. I have a great job. But yeah, it's my job, and then I also get to volunteer and help with the committee as well. So
now these banquets are made to be, they've got a good cause where they're raising money for this, but they're a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got a lot of things. So what kind of things you yeah. got planned for Saturday night here in Valentine?
Yep, absolutely. So Saturday night we are having our Sandhills Chapter banquet. That's an event that's put on by the local Sandhills DU chapter. And of course, it's to help raise money for the ducks and for those wetland restoration
mm-hmm.
projects. So it's a family friendly event. We definitely encourage you to bring your family, bring your friends, bring your kids. Some of the banquet highlights are going to be, we are going to have raffles. We're going to have a live auction as well as a silent auction. I think we're going to have over 13 raffles and games that you can purchase tickets for a chance to win a variety of prizes. So I know there's a really cool Plinko board being made right now, so that's
okay.
always fun. We're going to have a live duck that will be at the banquet that's going to help with a game of bingo. And
okay.
then, so the kids always enjoy that. And just a whole bunch of different games and raffle options with a variety of prizes. And I know that everybody also always wants to know what the prizes are going to be.
That's right. Yeah, we got to know what we're
right?
going for here.
Exactly. And so a few of the prizes that we're going to have, I know we have over 10 guns that are going to be raffled or auctions. We have a variety of, I think there's some rifles, there's some shotguns and some pistols. So a little bit of everything for everyone. If guns aren't your thing, we have a whole bunch of other prizes that might be of interest to you. So we have some prints. Some of them are waterfowl prints, but we also have some other prints. I think one of them might be a buffalo. So, you know, it's not all necessarily
not all about
waterfowl.
Ducks.
Exactly. We try to have something for everybody. We also have some coolers, some like rocking lawn chairs, some bar stools, drinkware, and a few other items. So Another thing that I'll go over quick are the Green Wing opportunities. So the Green Wings are the kids.
Okay.
And so, again, we really want to encourage families to bring their kids. I know my girls look forward to this event every year and have a lot of fun. So we'll have a couple games and raffles for the kids. Each kid will go home with something. So we typically like to give every kid a little goodie bag that has a few items for them to take home. Every kid will get a duck call. I don't know that that's actually a selling point to get folks to come, but I know the kids really enjoy it, and they have a lot of fun with that. But we also will be raffling off 2 lifetime youth hunt permits, so that's really
okay.
Neat.
Yeah.
If your kids come and play the games, get some tickets into a drawing, they will have a chance. 2 kids will go home with lifetime hunt permits, which is pretty neat.
That is awesome.
Yeah, we're really excited about that. We also have a 20-gauge shotgun for youth, as well as we have a bike, we have a skateboard, and a whole bunch of other prizes. So,
skateboard.
I said, yeah, I know. Exactly. So there's a lot of things.
Anything for the women? I mean, that's a lot of cool stuff there.
Yeah.
Do you have anything specifically designed for the
ladies? Yeah. I mean,
we try
to get, like I said, a variety of things. We have some of those boards, what are they called, where you can put the meat and cheese on them.
Like a serving tray.
Yeah.
A meat and cheese board is what I would call it.
Yes, I know, me too. And so we have some of that. We have some drinkware. I mean, I really like the prints. Like I said, we try to get a variety of prints and things.
Right.
And the lawn chairs, that sort of thing. So there is a variety, and we definitely, when we're going through the book and looking at things, we always want to get, you know, a variety that goes, you know, that the guys will be interested, as well as their wives and other ladies that are attending. So
do they need to get tickets in advance?
They do not. Nope. You can get the tickets at the door. So you can just show up on Saturday, get your tickets at the door. I do want to note that if you get the ticket, it will buy your, it is your dinner ticket. So there's going to be a prime rib dinner. And then that also gets you 1-year DU membership. So it'll get your dinner and the membership for the year.
So $35, you get a nice piece of prime rib meat and a meal and your membership.
And the membership for the year. Yep, and that goes for adults. And then the kids are cheaper, $15 for the dinner ticket for the youth plus their Green Wing membership for the year. And those are the prices that I found online. So you might get to the door and find out that they're cheaper, but that's what I found online. So
that's a good reference point anyway there.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
All right, and don't forget to register for all of the guns and all that fun stuff in there. Now, do you have a committee, a local committee that helps you out with this? I know they probably ramrodded you into coming to talk to us today. But who else is helping you out with this?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have our local committee. It's just made up of a group of volunteers. And, you know, it's a pretty small committee that we have, but the guys work really hard to pull this event together. We meet about a handful of times before the dinner to plan the banquet and the event. And, of course, there's a really big effort the day of the event for, you know, setting up and then tearing down. But it's a fun group. We always encourage folks to volunteer if it's something that interests you, looking for some volunteer opportunities in the community. We definitely invite you to, you know, get involved, come out, come and talk to one of us, come to the banquet, see what it's about, and get involved if it's something that you're interested in.
Okay. I had somebody that called in a question.
Oh.
And it's not necessarily about the banquet.
Okay.
It's about ducks, though.
Okay.
So the question was, do you have any information on or an update on the avian bird flu going through waterfowl in South Dakota? And maybe you need to research that more before. That kind of came out of the blue.
Sure. No, yes, absolutely. Well, I will take a stab at it. I haven't heard about the stuff in South Dakota specifically, but the avian bird flu, I mean, it's definitely something, you know, when these birds are migrating like they're doing, you know, right now, they get concentrated into wetlands.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they are concentrated in such high numbers and that disease spreads really, really quickly, I think, through fecal matter. And so it can break out and it can kill a lot of ducks. And so that's definitely kind of an issue. And that's a good, you know, a good point to make as far as my job in conservation and what we're doing. You know, we're trying to enhance and restore wetlands across, you know, Nebraska as well as the entire United States, so that the birds have a lot of options, a lot of wetlands to go to.
Spread them out.
Quite so concentrated.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, yep, we're doing these projects throughout the state. Specifically, we're doing some projects in the Sandhills on some stream restoration, some lake renovations, you know, tree and cattail removal of wetlands, so we can improve that habitat, spread the birds out, and make sure that they have habitat for nesting and migrating.
Okay. Can we give out your phone number so that they may want to follow up with you personally about that, and maybe you have some more information or you can find some more information out for that particular question in there. But what's your phone number in case people have questions about the banquet or wildlife conservation in this area?
Absolutely. Yep. I encourage anybody that has questions about what we're doing with conservation in the state and in the Sandhills specifically to reach out. Give me a call. You can reach me at 402-376-5592.
All right, let's go through banquet, time, date, place, all that. Where's that again?
Okay. Yep, so it is going to be Saturday, March 26th at the 4-H building here in Ballantyne. The doors are going to open at 5 o'clock, and then supper and the raffles will begin at 7 o'clock. And then we'll have, you. Like I said, we can get tickets at the door for you, so you can just show up. Like I said, we really encourage you. You don't have to be a waterfowl hunter to come. You don't have to be a Ducks Unlimited member to come. We encourage everybody to come, have fun. We weren't able to have this event last year because of COVID. Mm-hmm. You know, the weather's starting to warm up, so I think people are hopefully chomping at the bit to get out and have some fun. So we encourage you to come on down, see what it's all about, and hopefully go home at the end of the night with some prizes, some guns maybe. So
that would be good. Yes. That would be good. All right. Well, Angelina, we appreciate you coming in and sharing with us about the Ducks Unlimited banquet this Saturday evening. We'll make sure we keep reminding people about that throughout the day and throughout the rest of this week.
Sounds good. I appreciate it, Mike. Thank you so much.
Okay. Angelina Wright has been our guest here on the program. She's a biologist with Nebraska and Kansas with Ducks Unlimited and right here in Ballantyne. So good to have her in this morning. And we encourage you to get over there to the Ducks Unlimited banquet coming up again on Saturday night out at the 4-H building here in Ballantyne.